Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another 10 Minute Monday. So this is an issue that comes up with so many of my clients. And in fact, I recently had a client come to me exclusively, well, not completely exclusively, that's a total lie, but she came to me because she was really struggling with procrastination. And she was wanting to launch a group coaching program, but for whatever reason, as soon as she sat down to work on this group coaching program, she would start to think, do you know what needs organizing? My cutlery drawer. Oh, do you know what I think I should do right now? I should clean the entire house. I mean, her house is probably looking absolutely impeccable with the amount of procrastination that she was doing. But ultimately, it was really pissing her off because she wanted to actually move forward, create this group coaching program, and then relaunch it and make money, of course. But she wasn't allowing herself to do that because she couldn't stop procrastinating. And she wasn't entirely sure why. And on our first initial call, we were talking about this problem and she was explaining what her sort of process was, what her pattern was with it. And it's funny because with things like procrastination, we think it's a fairly surface level problem. Logically, we know we should just do the thing that we want to do. And it should be as simple as that. And we can just put a strategy in place and be like, just do it, just do it. However, the subconscious mind rules the show. The subconscious mind rules 97%, in fact, of the show. Only 3% of the decisions we make are made consciously. The rest of them are driven by the subconscious mind. So this means that our issue of procrastination, although we may think it's a surface level problem and that it's a very human problem, and it is a very human problem, it actually runs far deeper than that. And what we need to realize when we are procrastinating is that it often comes from two main fears: the fear of success and the fear of failure. Now, I actually dedicated an entire podcast episode, 10 Minute Monday episode, to the fear of success. I'll leave that in the show notes below. But essentially, we can want something so much, but be so afraid that if we try and do it, we might fail, that we don't do anything to make any forward momentum and movement to actually achieve the thing in case we fail. So that would be the fear of failure. But the fear of success, the fear of being seen, the fear of our relationships changing, the fear of us being judged by other people if we are successful, can also stop us from doing the tasks that we need to do in order to achieve our goals. So it actually can become a really big issue and a lot deeper than what we think it's going to be. In this episode, I'm going to give you some practical tools to overcome procrastination, but we're mainly going to be looking at the mindset piece because ultimately, in order to overcome procrastination, we have to get to the root cause of what is causing it, why our subconscious mind is ultimately stopping us from doing the things that we need to do in order to be more successful, and then how to stop it, how to actually make sure that we do what we need to be doing. So the first thing that I do with clients who struggle with procrastination is, as I mentioned, get to that root cause. What is the root fear of the procrastination? Why are we protecting ourselves? What are we protecting ourselves from? And in reference to my previous client that I was speaking about, we went back to an experience in her childhood where she put her hand up in class to answer a question, was pulled to the front of the room and tried to answer it, was ridiculed by her teacher and by her peers. And because it was such a formative memory for her when she was younger, she developed a complex about being seen. And she had actually had a successful, she had had an Instagram page where she was a blogger and it had like 14,000 followers. And she didn't actually experience this procrastination in that business, but she experienced it in her coaching business. And I was curious as to why, because obviously she was being seen by a lot of people with her blogging business. And actually what we discovered was she is only afraid of being seen when her knowledge comes under question, where her expertise and authority comes under question. Whereas when she was a fashion blogger, she was just styling nice clothes and that was it. There's nothing that academic about that. But she was worried that if she does become big, if she puts herself out there, that people won't think that what she's delivering is going to be good enough. So we took an example of someone that was trying to launch a group program, but actually ended up, you know, or reorganizing her cutlery drawer, and then bringing that down to the core belief that she had that she wasn't good enough and that she was afraid of being seen and that it wasn't safe for her to be seen. So her subconscious mind was running the show, and instead of her actually being able to do what she wanted to do, she would procrastinate. Her subconscious mind was trying to protect her from being seen, being judged, being scrutinized, because she didn't want to repeat that former experience that she'd had, that past negative experience that she'd had. So this is how deep it gets. So the first thing we need to do with procrastination, get really honest with ourselves, get to the root cause, have the awareness of why you are doing this. So if you're listening to this and you're a chronic procrastinator, I want you to sit with this question. What is procrastination protecting you from? Just ask yourself that question. Then what you need to do is find the trigger of when you are procrastinating, that exact moment when you start procrastinating. So for me, for example, something that I have done in the past and actually don't do anymore is I used to put my alarm on, not snooze, what I used to do is I would wake up, my alarm would go off, and then I'd say, oh, I'm so tired, oh, don't want to do it. And I would set another alarm for an hour later so I could get another hour's worth of sleep. But it was annoying me because then I would wake up and I'd be like, oh, damn it. Like, I could have had a whole another hour in my morning. And I really like having a nice slow morning where I can read my book and have a cup of coffee and get ready slowly. And I can still start work at 9 a.m., but I've had a few hours to just do what I want to do, have a nice morning. So it was actually frustrating me, and it's a really negative way to start the day. It was also affecting my productivity later on in the day, because what I find is if my morning starts off a little bit mucky, the rest of the day ends up being a bit mucky. So I didn't want to do this. So what I did was here is I found the trigger, that exact moment when I put off doing what I wanted to do, which is get up. And for me, that was as soon as my alarm went off. That was my trigger. As soon as my alarm went off, I was like, nope. Off I go back to sleep. And I would have that thought, I'm really tired. In NLP, there is a whole thing, a whole method that I can do with my clients that allows us to stop this in its tracks. But ultimately, what you can do is find that trigger and create a little mantra around that and form a new habit. So for example, when my alarm goes off and I want to turn it off, I think, nope, I get up, have a shower. So I think, nope, I'm getting up, I'm having a shower. And just saying that to yourself again and again. Obviously, it's much more powerful when you do the actual NLP technique on yourself, but you sort of have to reroute your brain in that moment and say, all right, what am I going to say to myself tomorrow morning when my alarm goes off and I know that I'm feeling tired and I know I'm not going to want to get up in the morning? I'm saying, nope, it's okay, get up, have a shower. Nope, it's okay, get up, have a shower. Nope, it's okay, get up, have a shower. So sort of repeating the same thing again and again to yourself. And number three is form that new habit. So something that I find really helpful is habit stacking. And this is in James Clear's book, Atomic Habits. I'm sure you've heard about it. It's a massive book and it's a really great read, actually. Really enjoyed it. And what he suggests in this book is to stack your habits. So we have so many habits that we do, whether they're good habits or bad habits. And if we do something every day, for example, like we have a shower or we brush our teeth in the morning or we have a cup of coffee, whatever it is that you do every single day, tack another habit onto that one that you want to do. So that could be maybe you want to journal every day, or maybe you want to do your social media content on a Monday morning. And adding that into your routine in a way that it slots in fairly effortlessly. So for example, and you can sort of stack this with rewarding yourself, you can say, I am allowing myself a cup of coffee after I have written 2 social media posts in the morning, or I'm allowing myself to have my cup of coffee and write 2 social media posts. So doing it with something that you enjoy. Sometimes the reason we procrastinate is because we really fucking hate the task at hand. It's not that we can't do it. It's that we know we need to do it, but we don't want to do it. Not one part of us wants to do it because we don't find it enjoyable. In which case, outsource it. Outsource it. For example, with me, I am going to get someone, I'm busy and I do have a VA, but I know that this is just something I'm not going to be able to get done or will find the time to do, is create a passive sales funnel. So I'm going to hire someone to help me do it, and then they're going to put it all together, and then we're going to put it out there. So that's something that I know is going to be a big task. I'm going to procrastinate on it. It's going to overwhelm me, and I just don't want to do it. So I'm hiring someone to do it for me. It's a smarter thing to do. It comes back. The return on investment always comes back. So outsource the task. And another thing you can do that's practical is do the worst first. So whatever it is that you are not wanting to do, maybe you've got to do your engagement every single day, whether you've got to reach out to people, leave comments, whatever. Do that first thing in the morning when you open Instagram. You're not allowed to scroll any more of Instagram until you've done your worst thing first. So I hope you guys found this helpful. I'm just going to do a really quick overview. So the first way to overcome procrastination is to get to that root cause, that belief, that thing that is protecting you from whatever it is that you're afraid of, because that's why you're procrastinating in the first place. Then we find the trigger point for when the procrastination takes place, and then we form a new habit based off that. I hope you guys found this helpful. If you are struggling with procrastination, this is something I can work with you in my one-on-one sessions. I have options for short-term coaching and long-term coaching. I'm going to leave the link for both of those in the show notes below, and you guys can read all about what it would be like to work with me there. Have a wonderful rest of your day, everybody, and I will see you all on Wednesday with our guest expert episode. Bye!